How you doing over there, Pork Chop? Are you you hanging and banging?
Not good. I started Googling like frostbite. It says cold is the first sensation, which only lasts about 3 to 5 minutes. Then it says burning starts, and that's when sensations indicate that nerves in the epidermal layer are being affected. Then aching occurs, then numbness. I think I'm at the numbness stage, so can I take it off? It's been like 20 minutes.
Now, if you're tuning in, like, what the heck is wrong with Pork Chop and his pain? Well, he lost Dare Dice, and you can see the video right now on our Instagram story if you want to go check out what happened. His punishment this week was that he had to put an ice pack down his pants, like below his boxers or underwear, right on his junk, which, by the way, congratulations. You now have a new ice pack, so I hope you're happy, because I texted my wife, Lindsay. She does not want it back either. And how long has it been on there now? 20 minutes?
Yeah, and I went to answer the phones, and it kind of fell out between my pant legs, and I had to put it back in.
That's not very reassuring for what you're working with down there, but I'm sorry. What does it feel like, though? Like, is it totally numb? Is it painful? Is it not, like...
I'm somewhere near that aching to numbness level, so that's definitely the fourth stage of frostbite.
Do you think you actually have frostbite on your junk?
Possibly. Well, definitely on my inner thighs, because luckily, I think like your that nad, gonad area, groin, produces like a lot of heat. So
is it working overtime right now? It's like, full steam, Captain, full steam, shovel more coal.
I think so, but my thighs are actually really starting to like pass burning now. Like aching, my inner, that very tender, like soft area of the thighs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cold.
We had, and you don't have to, we had a listener DM us, Radio Now AM show, and like, oh, well, if Pork Chop wasn't such a baby, he'd do it for 2 hours. I mean,
what?
Would you consider doing that for 2 hours just for the listeners?
Sorry.
Oh, okay. Liv and I would do it for the listeners.
Yeah, I would do anything for the listeners. I will
the
say
the reason we have a job, but okay.
I will say I'm surprised how well you kind of took it. You haven't complained about it since we've asked you right now, and I was imagining you to like nonstop be complaining
about it. Guys, it's so cold.
I will say the worst pain is that inner thigh right now.
Interesting.
All right, well, let's go to something painful, and that's me trying to get my dang life on track. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and Joe's journey, we talked about it, that, you know what, we were going to stop it because, well, my journey kept on leading me to a fast food drive-thru every week, and for like month after month after month, I wasn't losing any weight. But guess what, sucka? I've been back on it. I set some goals last week just to refresh you, and they were to walk 10,000 steps a day, which is, I think it's like 4.5, 5 miles or something. When I use my walk, it's a free app you can get if you're trying to track your exercise. I recommend that one. Another thing was just to walk my dog, so kind of incorporate the two into there, doing that every, and these are things I want to do every day, just simple things, and replace all the pop I like to drink with water. And I also threw a rule out there, not that I'm trying to cheat, but I was like, listen, if I cheat, like if I mess up, if I have an accident, I got to get back on at the next meal. Because that way, the old Joe, like, well, it's over. Better start next week after Joe's journey's way in. And I did pretty good. I went to my buddy Chad's, and we hung out this past weekend. We had some ribs and some alcohol. Some spiked Arnold Palmers are now my new weakness. And I was like, oh, man, when I stepped on the scale, like, just to check in after Monday, I'm like, this ain't good. All the weight I was down was off. But luckily, I just bloated up. So the actual scale, stepping on it this week, let me go to my progress here. Last week when I stepped on, I was 397.2. This morning, buck naked, taking a photo of myself, I was 393.
Nice! 4 pounds.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. And honestly, it could have been a lot better. But the biggest thing I'm trying to do now, Pork Chop brought this up earlier, what he's into. You can see that on our Instagram. If you swipe up, he brought up MyFitnessPal. I highly recommend that. It's great. Liv uses it too. We don't get paid to say that, but it's free. It tracks your food. You can put anything in there, scan a barcode, so that helps me. But I don't know where I'm at as far as like what my calorie intake should be. My goal is 1,800 calories a day just because I'm like 400 pounds. I know it should be a little bit lower if we lose weight.
I think more.
No, I think 1,800 is perfect.
You have to have a deficit to lose weight.
For you, yeah.
Have to have a deficit. So, but I've been eating a lot leaner, less carbs, just more protein, but just full, like balanced food.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is I'm struggling now is I'm realizing that if anybody knows whether you're fat or skinny, when you do cut your calories, you're hungry. Your body's having less. It's like, why am I starving? I had more yesterday. Why are we having less today? It's that mental thing of trying to fight off the hunger and just not mentally eating. But it's going well, so I'm hoping that we can keep this going. What's up, Liv?
Catherine says, good luck, Joe Pesh. I'm trying to cut down on pop and alcohol, too. I'm rooting for you and proud of you.
All right, cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Now, I want to, I kind of want to change it. You don't have to if you don't want to, but Pork Chop, but I'm proud of you for kicking off your little bit of of a journey. So if you want to give updates here, you can on Joe's journey. But how's it going for you? Because I think it's good to share this. It inspires other people, whether they're 400 pounds like me or maybe they got 20, 30 pounds like you that they want to lose.
Yeah, actually, I'm doing very well. I kind of had a health scare like 3 weeks ago. Went to the dentist and they took my blood pressure and they're like, whoa, 170. And I was like,
how high?
170.
Dude, I'm 400 pounds. It's not that high.
Yeah, what is it supposed to be for people who don't know?
Like 100 over 90 or
dude, that's scary. Is it better now?
Yeah, it has been, better. So since that happened, I've just been eating better. I still go through the drive-thru. I mean, I actually had a takeout twice yesterday at McDonald's and Taco Bell, but it's all about like what you're choosing. If you're getting like a large like bacon McChicken with cheese and mayo.
Is that what you used to get?
Oh, are you kidding me? Of course, dude. But now, like when I went, I got a grilled chicken sandwich, medium fries, a parfait, and a large iced tea. That's like 800 calories, 15 grams of saturated fat. I know that's a bit much. I think for the day you could have 30 grams of saturated fat, but it's just making sure you don't go over, and I'm now down 9 pounds.
That's awesome. And it is, though, you're talking about, even if that's a lot, like if I used to do MyFitnessPal with what I used to eat, for example, and there's nothing wrong with Taco Bell or any fast food place because there's such great options there. You can get healthier things, but if I tracked what I used to eat, like I'd go to Chick-fil-A and I'd get $15 worth of food.
Yeah.
I'm like, give me that spicy chicken. Give me that original chicken. Give me that large fry and a Dr. Pepper.
Grilled chicken and iced tea unsweetened, man.
That's the way to do it, man. Well, hey, I'm really proud of you, and thanks for all the support here. We'll keep you updated with Joe's journey, and I got some people reaching out to me. We might pick this up next week about maybe starting like a group of listeners here that actually want to get involved too, because maybe you're on your own little journey. It'd be kind of cool to check in maybe monthly with you. So if you have any interest of if you're on a weight loss journey and sharing your progress, hit us up in our DMs right now. We'll get back to you. Just give us a little bit of time. Radio Now AM Show.